By the way, I arranged with Alan that for two Shabbosim, we'll have guys, and I'd like to have guys over for Shabbos. And so we'll work it out exactly, which will be over, not this Shabbos, but next Shabbos, the Shabbos after that. Okay, I'm going to leave the Har Tzvi for now. And come back to it. I gave you an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer has a very interesting shot. Just one nekuda from last year about Noilad Mohul. So you have to do Bris Mila because of Sofik or Lekvusha. Exactly what is Sofik or Lekvusha? Because the Hatofas Dam Bris that we do is to just draw a drop of blood. So what is the Orla Kvusha that the Hatovas Dam Bris is seeking to remove? So what is Sofik Orla Kvusha? There is a Me'iri, the Yasala Weisberg, who's the famous Moel from Yerushalayim, has a Sefer Oitzer HaBris in which he quotes a Me'iri that Me'iri interprets Orla Kvusha Ma'at or dak dovuk bebosso ke'en krom. It's like a very, very thin membrane that is attached to the bosso of the aver, but it's so thin and it's so attached that and so small that it's not nikur. But there is something the Me'iri interprets it as that there's some kind of Orla Kvusha that's there. It's a piece of skin. And it's a little difficult to understand then how we do Hatovas Dam Bris, where we only draw a drop of blood. We're not removing anything. So that's the Avnei Nezer quote, the Chidushei Harim. That the Chidushei Harim, if you look at the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, Yeshmokom Loima, Shemati Me Harim, Migur, it's the first Geri Rebbe, B'tam Orla Kvusha Shemetifim Yimeno Rak Ma'ad Dam B'tzipayrin L'chavim Yishum Cheshash Orla HaYetzorech Liklov Kol HaTorah. If it's a Cheshash of Orla Kvusha, you should really peel off some skin from the whole HaTorah, and because maybe there is an Orla Kvusha there. V'omar hu zal ki ve'emes al karchoch einu mazik ki loshin kvusha hu kamo kovush tachas yodcho. He says Orla Kvusha doesn't mean that there's actually skin there. Orla Kvusha is like a lotion of kovush tachas yodcho, that it's they are conquered under your control. That kovush means that there's something there potentially. It's not actually, there's no actual skin, no actual orla there. But somehow there was the potential of there being an orla, and therefore you can do Hatovas Dam Bris, because Hatovas Dam Bris has to be mimokom orla. It has to be from a place where there's potentially an orla. You can't do Hatovas Dam Bris from your finger. That's nothing. So it has to be on a mokum where there's an orla kvusha, but not that there's really any orla actually there. And that's why then we understand much better how Hatovas Dam Bris works. All you have to do is draw blood, but you're drawing blood from a mokum where there was the potential orla kvusha. That's how we understand the Chidushei Harim. So just in terms of understanding a little bit of what the Orla Kvusha is, it seems there's a big machlokes between the Me'iri and the Avnei Nezer, whether according to the Me'iri there's actually some skin there that's very small and it's not nikor, and you do a Hatovas Dam Bris, somehow that removes the Orla Kvusha. Mashenkein, according to the Avnei Nezer and the Chidushei Harim, it's the drawing a drop of blood from a mokom which had the potential of having an orla, so therefore it's called the Hatovas Dam Bris. It's not like drawing a drop of blood from a finger or from any other part of the body.
So what's the difference between Vadai Orla Kvusha and Sofik Orla Kvusha?
What's the difference? I don't know. I mean, it makes, that would make more sense according to the Meiri. I don't know. Maybe there's a Vade potential, a Sophie potential. I don't know. Let's see the next Gemara about the Tzorech of Bezdin by Gerus. Is that supposed to be? Is that on? Yeah. Also, maybe we should shut it off. Yeah, just to off. No, let it go to off. No? Somebody? If someone knows how to work there? No. Or just the end. Okay, the Gemara tells a story. Omer Rabba, Uvda Hava Bei Reb Chiyah Bar Rebbi, Reb Yosef Masne, Reb Yoshua Bar Rebbi, Reb Safar Masne, Reb Yoshua Bar Reb Chiyah, Da Osa Lekanei, Ger Shemol Veloi Tovah. Omer Lei Shoi Kan, Ad Lemocha V'Nat Bolinuch. Right? So he came before them. It was a Ger Shemol Veloi Tovah. And these three Talmidei Chachamim told him, wait till tomorrow, and you'll do tefillah. Shema mino tla, shema mino ger tzorich shloisho, u'shema mino eino ger at shiyomu v'yitvo, u'shema mino ematvilin ger balayla. So we learn three halachas from this ma'isa. The ger requires bezdin, right? Because there were three dayonim, there were three Talmidei Chachamim there, and the Gemara tells us Bidafka that there were three in order to show that you need three for the Gerus. And we also learned that Gerus requires Mila Utfila, like the Chachomim against Reb Elezer and Reb Yehoshua, right? But you need both Mila Utfila, and therefore the Mila alone was not sufficient. And thirdly, the Eimat Vilin Ger Valayla, because they told him, come back tomorrow and we'll do the tefillah. The name of Shema Mino Nami Ba'in and Mumchin, Dilma Di Iklu. Why don't we learn also from here that you need Mumchin? Because these three Chachomim were all Mumchin. So the Gemara says you can't learn that from here, because maybe it just happened to be that these three Chachomim were there together. And we'll talk later on about Mumchin. Every line in the Gemara here, there's a whole shir. But we're going to focus on certain parts of the Gemara today. Omer Achia Barava, Omer Rav Yochanan, Ger Tzorich Shloisha, Mishpat Ksiv Bei. So Gerus requires Shloisha because it says Mishpat by Gerus. Rashi explains, Mishpat Echad Yelochem V'Lager, Ve'en Mishpat Poches Mishloisha. Tosis has another pasuk that he brings down, U'Shvatetem Tzedek Ve'en Ishu Ve'en Ochiv U'Ve'en Gero, Inami Mishpat Echad Yelochem. So from here we learn out that Gerus requires Bezdin. Which parts of the Gerus require Bezdin? All parts of the Gerus, or only certain parts of the Gerus require Bezdin? That's a major, major issue that we'll discuss today. But before we get into that, there's a kasha that both the Ramban and the Rashba ask on this Gemara. They both ask a kasha. How did the Gemara prove from here that Eino Ger at Shiyimol v'Yitbo? He had Mila, and they told him to wait till tomorrow and they'll do the Tvila. And from here we see that both Mila and Tvila are ma'akev in the Gerus. So the Ramban and the Rashba both asked the Kasha, how do we see that both of them are ma'akev in the Gerus? Maybe it's just a din l'chatchila. Dilma l'chatchila hu da'omrulei. De l'chatchila vadei tzorich Mila u'tvila. So the Ramban asks, maybe it's only l'chatchila. Maybe really the Gerus, it's sufficient just to have Mila. But l'chatchila, you should also have a tvila. And that's why they told him, come back tomorrow, and we'll do the tvila tomorrow. Right? But really, what's ma'akiv, what's absolutely necessary for the geiris, is mila alone. Right? That itself is a very strange thing. If the chalois of the geiris is through mila alone, why would there be a din l'chatchila to also have tvila? But the Ramban and Rashba both give different answers to this question. How did the Gemara know that it's ma'akiv, both the mila and the tefila? Maybe only the mila is ma'akiv, and the tefila is lechatchila. So the Ramban answers, because if the tefila would only be lechatchila, they wouldn't tell him, shohi kan, right? The lo hava tzarich shloisha litvila alabifnei shnaim o beino leveinatzvo sagile. The Ramban says, if the tefila is only lechatchila, you wouldn't need a bezdin for the tefila. He could do the tefillah on his own, or in front of two, but you don't need a bezdin of three. Since they told him that you need a bezdin of three for the tefillah, must be what? That the tefillah is ma'akiv in the geirus. Inami, he says, if he would be a geir only with mila alone, so then the tefillah could be done by Laila. Right, just like the tefillah, we see from the Gemara that the tefillah could be done on Shabbos. We saw from the Gemara by Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds oha oha, either mila or tefillah. And if they did the mila before Shabbos, you can do the tefillah on Shabbos. Why? Because the tefillah is not a chelik of the, is really not an integral part of the geirus. He's a geir without the tefillah. So therefore, there's no tikkun gavra just by having the tefillah on Shabbos. So too, you could have the tefillah, you could do the tefillah at night. Why? Because just like on Shabbos, the lav, because it's not din. The tefillah is not din. It's not part of mishpat then, if it would only be lechatchila. So the Ramban is saying that if the tefillah would only be lechatchila, there's a concept. It could be that the tefillah is lechatchila, but if it would only be lechatchila, you wouldn't need bezdin for the tefillah, you wouldn't need yom for the tefillah, laila would be kosher. And since the Gemara says that they told him that you have to wait here till the day, and then we'll do the tefillah, so you see you need bezdin for the tefillah, you see that you need yom for the tefillah. It must be that the tefillah is ma'akiv in the geirus. It's not just the din, l'chatchila. That's the Ramban's teretz. So that's how the Gemara proves. Shema mino eino ger at sheyimol v'yitvol. Yes. I think they complement each other. I think it really is the same thing. But he's saying we have two different rayas that it's not just the din lechatchila. One, they said you need a bezdin, and two, that laila would.
Because of bezdin?
What?
Isn't the reason it doesn't work is because you need bezdin?
Because
you need a bezdin.
We're going to talk about Laila. Laila's a hoshir. But the Rashba gives a different teretz. He doesn't give both answers, the Rashba. Right? The Rashba gives only one answer. What does the Rashba answer? If the tefillah would only be lechatchila, the Rashba says, Iger hu b'di'eved, without the tvila, inkein loma lo hi tvila balayla da havalei ki gmar din vafila balayla. If the tvila would only be a din lechatchila, but he's really a ger without the tvila, just with the mila alone, so then the tvila could be done at night. Why? Because then the tvila is only gmar din. The halacha is by din, that the din, mishpat, din imamenis have to be, tchilas din has to be by yom. Gemar din can be by laila. Right? Gemar din can be by laila. So the Rashba says, if mila is the geirus and the tvila is only lichatchila, so then we view the tvila as a gemar din, and therefore it'll be kosher by laila. Right? It's part of the geirus somehow. Right? It's part of the geirus, but it's the gemar din. It's the completion, and therefore it will be kosher by laila. He doesn't say, the Rashba doesn't say the first teretz of the Ramban, that it wouldn't be din at all Right? It wouldn't be din, you wouldn't need a bezdin. No, the Rashba is saying, even though you would need a bezdin, but it would only have a status of gemar din, and therefore would be kosher balayla. Since they told him, wait till the daytime, you see that it must be that the tefillah is ma'akiv in the geiris. If the tefillah is ma'akiv in the geiris, we don't view it as gemar din, as the end of the din, we view it as tchilas din. Right? It's an essential part of the geiris. And therefore, Yom would be Ma'akiv. So both Ramban and Rashba, they answer the Kasha a little bit, each one a little bit differently, but the basic question is, how did the Gemara know that Milo Tvila are Ma'akiv in the Geirus? Maybe they held, these Chachamim held, that Milo is Ma'akiv in the Geirus, and the Tvila is only a din Lechatchil, right? And that itself is strange. That's what I'd like to focus on from this Ramban and Rashba. Right? What kind of din would that be if all you need for Geirus is just Mila? Right? Why should there be a din Lechatchil also to have the Tvila? Right? After all, Geirus is a Chalois. It's a Chalois. It's a Kinyan that the person changes his halachic status from a goy to a Yisrael. So what you need is an act to change to create that chalois. If geirus is the chalois can be through the mila alone. So what is the purpose? What is the need lechatchila to have a tevila as well? What does that add? It doesn't add anything. He's a Jew already. What is it adding? What is it? What's the purpose of having that lechatchila? If a person, let's say, lemashal, would make a kinyan hagbor on an object and he's kona the object, we wouldn't say, well, you should also do a mishicha on the object. The chalois kinyan already occurred, right? So there's no inyan. There's no inyan of doing another kinyan. That's because the reason we do that is because they're sveikis in terms of what kinyonim achal with a goy, right? Which are valid kinyonim with a goy. And because there are so many different machloiksim about that, so that's why we do many kinyonim in order to guarantee that one of those kinyonim is going to be chal. And that's number one. It's also because there's a shtikel haroma in mechiras chametz, so we want to take away from the haroma. We show that we do many, many kinyonim. But if a person buys an object and he does a hagbo on it, it's totally superfluous to do a mishicha and to do a chalipin also, to do a suda. The kinyan was chal already. So if the geirus was chal through the mila alone, what is this concept of lechatchila to also do a tevila? But the truth is that you see from the Gemara that there's a basis to what they're saying. Because the Gemara said by Rabbi Yehuda, a ger who did mila on erev Shabbos, right? So madvilin also b'Shabbos u'ma b'kach, right? Rabbi Yehuda said, right? Madvilin also on Shabbos u'ma b'kach. He did, and what's Rabbi Yehuda shita? O mila o tvila. So basically, the geris was chal erev Shabbos. He became a Yisrael. So why are they doing a tefillah on Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay to do the tefillah on Shabbos because there's no tikkun gavra because he's already a guest. So why are they doing the tefillah on Shabbos? It's totally superfluous. Don't do it. From Rabbi Yehuda you see that there's some reason to do it. But it's going to be mutter to do because there's no tikkun gavra since the geirus was chal. So from that statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ramban and the Rashba really have a makor for what they're saying. That even though the Geirus will be chal with the Mila alone, there's still a din lechatchila to do the Tvila as well. What's that concept? What's that idea? So I think I have, I didn't really see anybody talk about this, but I think I have two possible approaches, and each approach, one would be for the Ramban and one would be for the Rashba. We think of gavrus as what is gavrus? This is a very, very general inyan I'm going to talk about now. What is gavrus? Gavrus is a chalos. It's a way of a goy becoming a Jew, right? Through the chatua, through the process of gavrus, and there's a chalos din that now he's transformed. Kekotin shenoylad domi, becomes like a new person, and he becomes the Ben Yisrael. Is there a mitzvah in gerus? Is there any aspect of mitzvah in gerus? Or is gerus just, you want to become a Jew? This is the way to do it. It creates a chalos gerus. But is there an aspect of mitzvah in gerus? So it seems there are rayas that there is an aspect of mitzvah, the mention of mitzvah to gerus. What's the main raya? Anybody know the main raya? That there's an aspect of mitzvah to geirus. I'm not talking about mitzvah's mila, that the mila of the geir, that as we spoke about, maybe has an aspect of mitzvah. But the geirus, is there a mitzvah in geirus itself? What? Well, you don't see from there that it's a mitzvah. You don't see it's a mitzvah. That Avram was Megayer. I mean, there's certainly an Indian of being Mikarev and not that's, but for Avram that was the he taught emunah. But is there a mitzvah? Yes.
Shehu a mitzvah.
The Gemara says. The Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bey says that once the Ger did Mila, Nisrape Miyad. Nisrape matbilin also miyad. Once the meal is healed, you do the tefillah immediately. Nisrape lo my timer. No, the Gemara says. Where's the Gemara? Here it is. Kibel molim also miyad. Once he's mekabel mitzvah, molim also miyad. You don't delay. Why? Shiyu mitzvah lo mashina. So apparently, we don't delay the mitzvah. Mitzvah bo liyot chal tach mitzena. Right? So apparently, there is some kind of mitzvah in the mila, in the mitzvah in the gerus. Right? There's some kind of mitzvah in the gerus. What exactly is that mitzvah? How can there be a mitzvah in the gerus? He's a goy. Is there a tzivoy? Is there a mitzvah on a goy to be megayer? There's no mitzvah on a goy to be megayin. There's a mitzvah on a goy to keep sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. But we don't find a mitzvah on a goy to become a Jew. But we see from this Gemara that there's some kind of mitzvah by the Gemara. So that's the Rav Sadia Goyin brings down Rav Yochum Perlau in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Goyin. Brings down this idea that there is a mitzvah in gerus based on shiur mitzvah loy mashin. What exactly is the source of that mitzvah? And he brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda al Bar Goloini and the Tashbetz. Rabbi Yehuda al Bar Goloini, the Tashbetz actually asked the question that he brought a raya from shiur mitzvah loy mashin. That there is a mitzvah, but he asks, where's the mitzvah? It's not counted in Tariyag Mitzvahs. So where is the mitzvah of Gerus? And finally, in the Kuntri Sachron, he says that it's not counted in Tariyag Mitzvahs because it's Bichlal, the mitzvah of Mila and Tfilo Shel Yisrael. By Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of Mila. There's a mitzvah of Tfilo in certain cases by Yisrael. So the mitzvah of Gerus is Bichlal, is incorporated, included in the mitzvah of Mila and Tefillah by Yisrael. But there it seems from the Tashbeit that there is a mitzvah, and who is this mitzvah on? The mitzvah is on the goy. That once the goy recognizes the truth of Torah and he's mikabel mitzvahs, he now has a mitzvah to go through with the process of Gerus. And do what? Mitzvah to do Mila and a mitzvah to do Tefillah, to become a Ger. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Goloini says a different pshat, that the mitzvah of, there is a mitzvah of Gerus, Shia mitzvah loy mashinan. What is the source of that mitzvah? What's the source of the mitzvah? What? Vahavta mesager. No, he says Vahavta mesager. Vahavta mesager. So we'd say Rabbi Huda Bar Goloini learns the mitzvah is on whom? It's on the Bezdin. Not the mitzvah. It's not on the goy himself. It's a mitzvah on the Bezdin. Vahavta mesager is not only after he's megayer, but somebody who wants to be megayer, right? It's a mitzvah to be megayer him, to bring him in, to klal yisrael, to be machdisim tachas kanfei hashchina, and that's included in the mitzvah vahavtem es hager. Very big chiddush. Both of them are saying is a very big chiddush, but they're both saying. These are Rishonim, they're both saying that there is a mitzvah of Geirus, whether it's a mitzvah on the Geir, or it's a mitzvah on the Bezdin, who's Megayer, the guy, and the Rabbi Yerucham Perlau himself, right? He asks a question on Tash Beis. He says, I don't understand, the mitzvah of being Mekabel, of Kabbalah's Geirim, should be included in what? Ahavas Hashem, right? Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. The Sifri Darshans are they will call Abrias Ka Avram Avicha. Right? That's a nefesh she'sha also b'chamin. Right? So just like Avram was machnis geirim tachas kanfei hashchina, so if somebody, we don't go out to proselytize, we're not missionaries, but if somebody wants to become a Jew, right? So then there's a mitzvah of a haftas Hashem Elokecha, aveo al abrias, to bring him into klal Yisrael, tachas kanfei hashchina, they'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a different level. So you have three different possibilities. What is the source of the mitzvah? The bottom line, though, is that it seems that there is a mitzvah geirus, whether a mitzvah on the goy or a mitzvah on the bezdin, there is a mitzvah. So I was thinking possibly that this is the lechatchila. Since there are two dinim in geirus, there's one din in geirus, the chalois of the geirus, right? The actual maisa geirus, which converts him into a Jew. And so the Ramban and Rashba are saying, well, mila. That's possible to say that Mila does that by itself. We don't paskin this way. We paskin, you need both Mila and Tvila for the Geirus, for the Chalois of the Geirus. But they're both saying that there's a possibility that if you hold, according to those Shitas that hold, that the Mila itself would suffice for the Chalois of the Geirus, there's still a Din Lechatchila to do the Tvila. What's that Din Lechatchila to do the Tvila? Possibly that's a Din in the Mitzvah of Geirus. And that second din of Geirus, that there's a mitzvah of Geirus. The mitzvah of Geirus requires not just the mila for the chalois of the Geirus, but the tvila as well. The tvila as well. It's part of the mitzvah of Geirus. That's one way of understanding, or the lechatchila of the Ramban and the Rashba. But there's another, I think, another possible way that's based on the Zecher Yitzchak, Rabitzel Leponovich, which we will be seeing later on. I'm just going to tell you his basic nekuda, and he has many, many rayas to this, and explains many things. The Zeicha, yeah.
If a mitzvah is under Avas Hashem, and we're supposed to try and get people under Kanzi Ashkina, it seems the chalos and the mitzvah are one and the same. Once you get the chalos, you get the mitzvah.
I'm saying Yechidish, that the mitzvah of Geirus has a requirement of another mais, a tvila, the tvila itself. The tvila itself is it's sort of like, you know, being machnis, it becomes like the concept of kakotin shenoilad, even though he's a kakotin shenoilad, just with the geirus, the mila alone. But the whole idea of immersing in a mikveh and coming out like a new person, that's part of the mitzvah of geirus. I mean, it's a chiddush, I admit. But we have to try to understand somehow what is this din lechatchila, and the other possibility is the zecher Yitzchak Ritzel Leponovich. He says that an idea that he says in Geirus, there are two dinim in Geirus. One din of Geirus is to become a Yisrael, but there's another din in the Geirus of removing the psul of the tumasakum. We know when we buy kelim from a goy, we do tvilas kelim. What's the purpose of tvilas kelim? What's the essence of the mitzvah of tvilas kelim? When the kelim were in the reshus of the goy, there was a certain, the Yerushalmi says, there was a certain tumah, not tumas meis, But tumah of being in the under the ownership of a goy, and now that it's nichnas to be nichnas into kedushas Yisrael, you have to remove that tumah of the reshus of the akum. So Rabbi Tzvi Lipanovich uses this idea in terms of tvila, in terms of tvila by a ger. There's a concept that it's not just that a ger is megaye, becomes the Yisrael. But besides his becoming Yisrael, you also have to remove the psul, the tumas akum. And he shows many nafkaminis in this, that there's a second din of removing the tumas akum, similar to tvilas kelim. Just like by tvilas kelim that you buy from an akum, you have to be tovel. So too, a goy who becomes a Yisrael also has to be tovel to remove that tumas akum, so that he can get that full-fledged kedushas. That full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. He uses this idea, and we'll see the nafkaminas that he used. What I'd like to do is possibly use this idea in terms of the Ramban and the Rashba, that although the Chalois Geirus to become a Yisrael is the Mila alone, they're saying, but there's still a Lechatchila to do Tvila. Right? What's the Lechatchila to do Tvila? Like Tvila's Kalim. He's no worse than a Kli. Right? You do tefilas kelim to remove the tumas akum, right? Which is the geirus is totally complete. This has nothing to do with the geirus, but there's a separate halacha of tumas akum that you lechatchila you're supposed to remove. He's chayiv in all mitzvahs based on the mila alone, because that was the geirus, that was the ma'isa geirus. This is just the din lechatchila to remove the tumas akum. So I think that these two mahalchim can explain the Ramban and the Rashba. What was the terah? What was the teretz of the Ramban? Ramban said if the tefillah is only lechatchila, then what? Then you shouldn't need bez din, and it should be kosher balayla. Right? You shouldn't need bezin, it should be kosher. Should be kosher balayla. The Rashba answered, if the tefillah is only lechatchila, so then it would be like gemar din. It is din, but it's gemar din, and therefore it should be kosher balayla. He doesn't say you wouldn't need bez din. So I think possibly these two different explanations of what the lechatchila would be, right, can fit into the Ramban or the Rashba. According to the Ramban, the lechatchila is not din at all. If there's a halacha lechatchila, meaning the mila creates the chalais of the geirus, and then there's a lechatchila to do the tvila, that's not din at all. You wouldn't need bezdin for that. You wouldn't, and laila would be kosher for that. Why? Because possibly, according to the Ramban, the lechatchila is what? The lechatchila is not part of the process of geirus at all. It's a totally separate halacha to remove the tumas akum. Just like by tefilas kelim, right? You have to be toivel kelim in a mikvah to remove the tumas akum that are on those kelim. You don't need a besin for that. You can do it at night. Would have nothing to do with geirus. And therefore, that's what the Ramban says, that it would be, you wouldn't need a besin, it would be kosher balayla, because it's not din at all. Whereas, according to the Rashba, how does he answer? If there would be a din of tvila lechatchila, you could do it at night. Why? Because it's gemar din. Basically, the geirus was chal with the tvila, and now the tvila is gemar din, and gemar din is kosher balayla. So, what do you see from the Rashba? That he's saying that this din lechatchila of doing the tvila is a part of the geirus. It's not ma'akiv in the geirus. Because all you need is the mila for the chalais of the geirus, but it's part of the process of the geirus, and therefore he calls it gemar din. But gemar din is kosher balayla. So he could possibly learn that the lechatchila of the tvila is part of the geirus. It's the mitzvah of geirus. That the mitzvah of geirus requires more than just what's now the act of mila for the chalois of the geirus, but there's the mitzvah is also part of the geirus, but since it's not absolutely necessary, it has a status of gemar din, and therefore it would be kosher balaim. So I was thinking that these two mahalchim in explaining the lechatri, the kasha is better than all the teirutzim that we've given. What is this concept of lechatchila by geiris? The chalois is just with the mila, but there's still a din lechatchila of doing the tefillah. But I think these are two possible approaches. Either the tefillah, the lechatchila of doing the tefillah, is because there's a mitzvah of geiris, which we've seen. We've seen rayas from Rishonim that there's a Gemara in Rishonim, there's a mitzvah of geiris, and the tefillah is part of the mitzvah of geiris, not necessary for the chalais of geiris, or it's a separate halacha of to be metahir mitumas akum, just like we find by tefillas kelim. So over here there was a certain tumah. Besides the status of a goy, now he wants to change to a status of Yisrael, but there was a certain tumah, there was a certain psul that has to be removed. And you'll understand this better when we see the Zecha Yitzchak, Rebitzel Leponovich, how he answers, he explains a number of different halachas. Just I'll give you one example, just to make it more mamoshi, to make it more tangible, because we see that there are certain cases in halacha that the ger was Megayer, right? He becomes a full-fledged Yisrael, but he's still not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. A certain case, he still has an ikuv in marrying. In marrying, he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. So what kind of halach is that? He's a ger now, he's a Ben Yisrael, he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, but he's ma'uka for marrying a Bas Yisrael. So he says that we can understand that in terms of, although there's a chalois geirus and he's chayiv in all mitzvahs, but in terms of marrying a Bas Yisrael, as long as there's the psul akum, a tumas akum that remains, you haven't removed that, right? So then he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. So he shows, gives a number of examples of that. So there is such a concept. It's a chiddush. Again, a chiddush of the Zeicha Yitzchak Revitzel Leponovich. You know, when Revitzel Leponovich was a contemporary of Reb Chaim, right? He also was a very, very big lamdin, but he didn't make it like Reb Chaim made it. He wasn't accepted. His derech in lamdis was, but he was a tremendous, tremendous lamdin in that dor. Okay, he didn't become the Rosh Hashiva of Elojin. So we didn't have Talmidim who picked up his derech. All right. So those are that possibly can explain the Ramban and the Rashba. The Gemara Mem Heyom Ebeis, the question of we need Beis Din by Geirus. Where do you need Beis Din? Right. So that's a very, very major Machlekes Rishonim that stems from the Gemara Mem Heyom Ebeis. Right, the Gemara tells a story of Avdei de Reb Chiya Barami Atvulo Lahiya Ivedes Kechovim L'Shem Intesor. Right, the Eved of Reb Chiya Barami was Matbiel, a certain non-Jewish woman L'Shem Intesor. Rashi says, what does it mean L'Shem Intesor? Nidus. Rashi says, right? There's another pshat L'Shem Ishus. He rejects that pshat. L'shem nidus. She went to mikveh because of tfilas nida. And question is whether that worked for the geirus. Right? All she needs is tfilah. But if she does a tfilah l'shem nidus rather than l'shem geirus, does that work? So Omer Rav Yosef Yochilu Lachshurei Bo Ube Barta Bo Kidu Ravasi Domer Ravasi Milo Tovlo Nidusa. Right? So she's going to become a Giyaris based on this Tefillah L'Shem Nidus because of what Ravasi said, Mila Tovla L'Nidusa, which means what? That as long as she's Toivel for Adas Yehudis, for the mitzvah of Nidus, that's sufficient. Even though she wasn't Mechavin L'Shem Geirus, but that's considered to be like L'Shem Geirus. Rashi says that
Right?
So A goya doesn't toive. He's not toive for nidus. So if she is toive l'shem tahara from nidus, that's included in that, incorporated in that tefillah is a tefillah l'shem gerus, even though she didn't think l'shem, her kavana was not l'shem gerus, right? And so she is going to be kosher. And bebarta. Even if it wouldn't work, the daughter is going to be kosher. She's going to be a Bas Yisrael because if the Gerus worked, she is a Bas Yisrael, even though he's an Eved, right? The man had Bia, he was an Eved, right? And Akum ve'Eved habo Bas Yisrael goes after the mother, and the Vlad is Jewish, right? A Vlad kosher. They called a certain person bara maisa, that the mother was an akum. So he says that's not correct. That laz is not correct because she was toivel for nidus, and once she's toivel for nidus, that's going to be a gerus. So it's not correct to call this the child a bara maisa, that the mother is an aramis. Another case where they call the child the son of a goy. No, the father was toivel for tefilas keri, and therefore the Gemara here is saying a very big chiddush that if a woman is toivel l'shem nidus, right, and a man is toivel l'shem keri, so that's considered to be a tefilah for gerus, even though it was not l'shem gerus, but since a goy doesn't have nidus, a goy doesn't have keri, so therefore it's considered to be a tvila of gerus. Rashi explains, mila tovla nidusa v'osa tvila oila lo l'tvilas gerus the das yehudisi, because it's a tvila for das yehudis, for a mitzvah min ha-toyra v'chei mila tovla l'kiriyah. So we see from this Gemara that tvila, right, we had the Shaila by Mila, right? A Mila l'shem mitzvahs Mila, but not l'shem gerus, right? Is that a valid Mila for the purpose of gerus? And we saw the tshuva from the Har Tzvi, that the Har Tzvi said, yes, it is, right? He didn't bring any rayas, but this Gemara l'chayru would be a raya. Why should there be a difference between Mila and Tvila? From this Gemara you see that Tvila l'shem nidus, right, or the Shem Tvilas Keri is a good tefillah for gerus. So too a tefillah, a mila l'shem yadus, l'shem mitzvahs mila, should also be good. But it really depends how we understand this Gemara, because there are many, many different interpretations of this Gemara in the Rishonim that we'll see. So this Gemara might not be a raya, and depends how you interpret this Gemara. So Tosis over here. Ask Kasha, Tema, the Omer Kamon, the Ger Tzori Shloisha, the Mishpah Ksiv Bei, Vafil Laman, the Omer Bereish Sanhedrin, the Vartoi Rechad Nami Kasha, Mikol Mokam, in Derech Noshim, Lohovi Ishi Moem, Bishas Tvila, the Isha Ein Ruya Lodun, Kidetnan, Kola Kosha Lodun, Kosha Lohoid. Right? So the Tosis asked the Kasha, how could Tvila for Nidus work for Gerus? Ger Tzori Shloisha, the Tvila needs a Bezdin of three. And when a woman is toivel for nidus, you don't have a bezdin of three men, right? You don't have a bezdin of three men. And he says, even according to the Mandoma and Sanhedrin, Devar Torah Chad Nami Kosher, that all you need is one man for a bezdin, right? So machloik is whether you need three minatoira or one is sufficient minatoira. But ain't derech noshim, when a woman is toivel for nidus, it's not the derech to have a man standing there at all. Who does stand there? The mikvah lady, right? Another woman stands there, but a woman is not kosher to be a dad for bezdin. Not kosher to be a dayan. Just like she's possible for edus, she's also possible to be a dayan. And Tosis asked the kasha that he asked in a number of places. Behedi isa b'Yerushalmi diyuma miyata she'nisha miida eina dono. Right? And the Gemara Yerushalmi says a woman can't give edus; she also cannot be a dayan. So the kasha is devora. How could Devora be a shofet as Yisrael? Right? How could she be a shofet? Devora lo is a donor, melamedes lehen shiadunu. Inami api adibushani. So Devora was not done. She did not paskin dinei Torah. She taught. She was the Talmida Chachoma, and she taught. Right? She taught them how. She probably knew Chayshen Mishpat, and she taught the Dayonim, and that's what she did. That in that sense, she was a Shofetes, but she actually did not sit on dinei Torah or al pi adibur shani. It was a special Hirosh Shah for that Devora should become a Shofetes, right? But otherwise, an Isha is possible to be a Dayan. So Mimela, we have a Kasha, right? You need, Tvila needs a Bezdin. There was no Bezdin when she was Tovel for Nidus. So Tosis gives two Terutzim, two very, very major Machlekes between the two Terutzim and Tosis. Yeshloimar, Haidabain and Shloisho, Haino le Kabolas Mitzvis, Avolo le Tvila. Afalgav damina le kamon shnei tamidei chachomim oimdim mibachutz haino lechatchila da'odiv tvei. So Tosis says that the requirement of bezdin by geirus is for what? We have three parts to the geirus. You have kabbalas mitzvahs, mila, and tvila. Right? Requirement is for kabbalas mitzvahs. Right? That's what's ma'akiv. The geirus, the kabbalas mitzvahs absolutely needs a bezdin. By tvila, although we know that there's a bezdin that stands there by the tvila, and as modia mitzvahs kalas vechamuros, that's only lechatchila. That's not ma'akev. That bezdin bishas tvila. Only bezdin bishas kabbalas mitzvahs is ma'akev. And therefore, over here, the Tosis Yeshonim points out she was already mikavel mitzvahs in front of a bezdin. This woman, right? And then when she went to do tvila, she went to there was no bezdin there in bishas tvila, but there was a bezdin bishas kabbalas mitzvahs, right? So that's why the geirus was good. That's why it was good. Yes.
So then, why did she go to mikvah with intent for nidus? If she was mekabel mitzvahs before, so
I don't know.
She had.
That's what happened. That's the ma'aseh shohayim. That's the ma'aseh shohayim. The Eved wanted to marry her, so he said, "I'm going to tell her to go to mikvah for nidus." And I don't know, maybe the Eved didn't know that really it should have been l'shem geirus, but that's what happened. That was the ma'aseh shohayim. And the Gemara says that's a valid geirus, even though there was no bezdin there bishas tefila for nidus. But she was tovel l'shem nidus. She was tovel l'shem nidus. Now Rashi has a different pshat. Rashi has a second pshat l'shem intaso that he rejects. He has a second pshat which would solve your problem that she was tovel l'shem geirus, but was l'shem Yishus, right? She was Tovel L'shem Loshenach L'shem Intaso L'shem Yishus Tvilas Geirus Hava She'eino Tvila, right? And he said Yecholu Lachshuri Bo Yedei Tvilas Acheri She'tov La'achakach L'nidusa, that she was Tovel L'shem Yishus, and according to the Mandoma that a Geirus L'shem Yishus is Eino Geir. Some big machloikis in the Gemara and Daf Chav Dalid. Reb Nechemya holds if the geirus is l'shem ishus for the purpose of marriage, it's not a valid geirus. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin that geirus l'shem ishus, even though there's an ulterior motive, as long as there's a sincere commitment to mitzvahs, but the motive is l'shem ishus, so it's going to be a valid geirus. So that's why Rashi rejects this pshat. Kashali chada kavinon hilchaso hosam halacha kulam geirim. Even though it's out of fear, it's the ulterior motive of issues. Afilo mishle rishonin, even according to the mandoama who holds that geirus l'shem issues is not a valid geirus, you can't learn that way over here. That the original tefila was l'shem issues. So then everything afterwards, all the other tefilas also were l'shem. L'shem Yishus. L'salko l'adlav l'shem shamayim nizgayra. It's not l'shem. It's not l'shem shamayim. So Rashi rejects this second shot. And this is the way all the Rishonim learned. The tefila was l'shem nidus. Yes.
I understand this Sfarat is saying that tefila for geirus, even though for ulterior motives, but it is for geirus, doesn't work. But something not for geirus whatsoever, for nida, that does work. seems if anything the fact that you're being told for nida should be worse than the fact you're being told.
No, because nida is l'shem mitzvah. L'shem mitzvah, but l'maisa we don't paskin like that. We paskin a gerus l'shem ishus does work. Rashi's just saying according to the man da'oma that it doesn't work, right? That it doesn't work. So then, so there was, if you interpret the Gemara that way, that he was tovel ha l'shem ishus. So even though it's venidus, it's not going to work. That's Rashi's kasha. It shouldn't work. That's why he rejects that pshat. The fact that we know that whatever she's doing is ultimately l'shem ishus, and if we hold that l'shem ishus doesn't work, it doesn't matter that now she's toivel l'shem nidus. That's his kasha. That's why he says this pshat is untenable. It's untenable. So you have to learn the first pshat. Okay. So the first teretz of Taisis is that all you need is, you only need Bezdin for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You don't need Bezdin for the Mila or for the Tvila. And that's why over here, even though there was no Bezdin there, Bishas HaTvila for Nidus, it's a valid Geirus. V'yesh Mefarshim, Dekeven Diyadua Lakol Shetov Lo, Ki Lo Oimdim Shom, Ki Lo Oimdim Shom Domi. And then Taisa says a second shot. Taisa says that the... since we know that she was Toivel L'Shem Geirus, how do we know that? Because we see that this woman is Noiheg Bidas Yisrael. So it's an Anan Sahadeh that she was Toivel L'Shem Nidus. So Taisa says, therefore what? It's as if there was a Bezdin there. Through that Anan Sahadeh, through that Yediyah Brura, that she was Toivel L'Shem Nidus, it's as if there was a Bezdin there. In other words, the second Teretz in Taisis is saying what? Second Teretz in Taisis says that really for Tefillah you also need Bezdin. But over here where there's an Anan Sahadi, it's as if the Bezdin is there. Last week we pointed out that from this Taisis, this Teretz in Taisis, you see from Taisis, what is the role of Bezdin, right? We had a big Chakira. What's the role of Bezdin in the Geirus? Is Bezdin creating the Chalais of the Geirus? So then they should have to be standing there. But from this Teretz in Taisis, this Teretz hell, Bezdin's not creating the Chalais of the Geirus. Bezdin is like Edim L'Kiyum Adov. They have to be there or know about the Geirus. It has to be in the Biyadiyas HaBezdin that the Geirus is taking place. Right, so even though they're not standing there, but if they know about it, right, so then that's good. It's similar to Eide Kiyum Hadova by Kiddushin. Just like by Kiddushin, you can't make a Chalois Kiddushin without two Eidim L'Kiyum Hadova. So too, you can't have a Geirus without the Bezdin knowing about it. Right, so but they're not creating the Chalois; they're just sort of like. They have to know about it. So that's there's a Taisa says an Anan Sahad. But there's a fundamental machlokes between these two answers in Taisa. The first Teretz in Taisa holds that requirement of Bezdin is only by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Second Teretz in Taisa holds requirement of Bezdin is by Tvila as well. But you have a Bezdin there based on the Anan Sahadeh. Then Tosis has a kasha though. Milkasha, the tefillas nida balayla, lekamon omar ein matvilin ger balayla. Avol ilav ksiv mishvad el kabbalas mitzvos osi shapir. For dein matvilin haynu lechatchilu midrabon. So Tosis has a kasha on the second teretz. If there's really a requirement of bezdin by the tefilla, so tefillas ni and it's as if there is a bezdin there based on the anan sahadeh, but tefillas nida is balayla, and we know ein matbilin ger balayla. You can't have tefillas ger balayla, right? So how could this isha, the tefillah of nidus, how could it serve as a tefillah of gerus? But if we learn like the first teretz that the requirement of bezdin is only by kabbalas mitzvahs, so there was a bezdin here by the kabbalas mitzvahs. And the Gemara says later on that Eimat Bilin Ger Balayla, that's a din lechatchila. Because there's no requirement of Bezdin by the tefillah. It's not ma'akev by the tefillah. But lechatchila, one should not be toivel the ger ba'layla, because lechatchila there should be a bezdin there. Chatchila there should be a bezdin there, but it's not ma'akev, because the requirement of bezdin that's ma'akev is only by kabbalas mitzvah. So Tosis leaves off really with a kasha. According to the second teretz, that there is a requirement of bezdin by tefillah, but there's an anansahadeh when she's toivel lenidos, but that tefillah was balayla. So how could the tefillah balayla work? Anybody know the teretz on that? What's the teretz on that? Who gives the teretz to this kasha? Tosfos leaves it as a kasha. The Rosh quotes a Maran. The Rosh quotes a Maran who gives two answers to this kasha. Take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh is Simin Lamed Aleph. So he brings down both answers of Tosfos, right? First answer of Tosfos, that Bezdin is only by Kabbalas Mitzvos. Second answer of Tosfos, since it's known, it's Anan Sahadei, that she's Toivel for Nidus, it's Ki'ilu Oimdim Shom Domi, it's as if the Bezdin is standing there, so there is a Bezdin for the Tvila. Or Mio, but then he asks the Kasha. But how could you have tefillas neither is balayla, and ain't matvilin ger balayla, right? So Rabbeinu Meis and the Maharam Mirutenberg, right? The Rebbe of the Rosh, right? He's very popular in Israel today, Maharam Mirutenberg. You know why? Because of the whole hostage issue about to get back the three Israeli soldiers. How much should we be willing to pay for that? And so what I read, and Yonason Rosenblum wrote a column that all over the Israeli TV, they're quoting Maharam Mirutenberg. That's the question. That's what they know. There's a whole sugyas about it, shailos tshuvos about it. And no one has thought of going to the Gedolei HaPoskim, right? To Rav Al Yashiv, to Rav Shmuel Vosner, to Gedolei HaPoskim, to ask, what should we do? Right? Are we doing the right thing, right? By giving up the terrorists to get back most probably dead bodies. But the only thing that they know, the Israeli media, they heard the story of the Maharam Mirutenberg, so they're quoting the Maisa with the Maharam Mirutenberg. You know the story of Maharam Mirutenberg. He died in prison. 13 years, he refused to be ransomed because he felt that this, like the Mishnah Gittin says, that this is going to lead to more hostage taking and putting Rabbonim in prison so that they could demand ransom. So the Maharam is very, his name is becoming known in Eretz Yisrael today. But it's unfortunate that we have so much written in halacha about these issues, because they took place in many, many shailos tshuvos. Nobody, no one has thought of, let's go to the Gedolei HaPoskim and ask and at least raise that issue that the, I don't know. Yonason Rosenblum wrote a column last week about this. So anyway, the Maharam, Tiritz Rabbeinu Neya, Midelo Ka'oma Ein Matvilin Ger Balayla, My Taima Mishpa Ksiv Bei, Kidoma Ger Tzorek Shloisha, Mishpa Ksiv Bei, Almo Dol Garmina Lei Mi Mishpa. Dein Lo Din Mishpa, Da Lo In Yin Guf Adova. Shetzorek Shloisha, Avolo Lizman Atvila. Gam Pashti Dikro Hochi Ayri, Shvatatam Ksiv Bei, Devu Shnaim, Vein Besnin Shoko, Volayla Lo Hevi, Ela Midrabona, Da Chathilohu, Da Lo, Ho Bidiyevet Shapi Adomi. The Maharam says a very big Chiddush. To answer this kasha, he says the din of mishpat, the gzeres hakosuv, that gerus is mishpat, and that you need a bezdin even for the tvila, is only legabe the requirement of having a bezdin there. It's not concerning the requirement of yom or laila. We learn from mishpat, right? Because the Gemara said over there, ger tzoris shloisha mishpat ksivei. It didn't say ger ein toivel balayla because of mishpa ksivbei. The halacha that a ger is not toivel balayla, he says, that's only a din derabbanan, and it's only lechatchila, right? But the din deraisa that gerus requires bezdin, right? That's a din d'oraisa that applies to Kabbalah's mitzvahs, it applies to Tvila as well, that he needs a bezdin. But the halacha of Laila is only a din l'chatchil. And therefore, if we have, if she's toivel for nidus, it's as if a bezdin is there, but the fact that the Tvila is balayla is not going to be ma'akir. And he explains why. Because he says he learns it from the pasuk. Which pasuk does he learn out the halacha bezdin that has a geris has a status of mishpat? Ushvatetem tzedek ben yishu ben ochi veven geru. Ushvatetem is a loshen of two, right? Loshen rabim. So tfos, right? So we tfos we tofis the miut rabim the two, but ain bezdin shokel. So you need a third. You need a third dayan. So we learned from there that there's a requirement of a bezdin by gerus. But you don't learn from there that there's a requirement of Yom rather than Laila. So that's the first teretz of the Maram. Then second teretz of the Maram, Inami Kabbalas Mitzis, Hevi Kitchilas Din, Tvila Havio Kigmar Din, the Hevi Afilo Balaila, Midrabonon Hudba Inin by Yom Lechatchil. Second teretz, he says, you know why Tvila Balaila is okay? Tvila Balaila is okay even though it requires Bezdin. It requires Bezdin by the Tvila. But why is it? Why will it work? Because the Kabbalah's mitzvah is the tchilas din. That has to be in front of a bezdin bayayim. The tvila is the gemar din. The tvila is the completion of the process of the gemar. Just like in a bezdin of dini momenis, you have tchilas din. That means those. That's the claims and that's the edus. That's all tchilas din. The mass of a matan of the dayonim is tchilas din. The gemar din is the final psak. The final psak of the dayanim, that's the gemar din. That can be done by laila. But anything which is considered to be tvilas din has to be by yom. So he says, so the Maram says, the kabbalas mitzvahs, that's the first step of the gerus, right? That has to be by yom. That's tvilas din. But the tvila, which is the completion of the gerus, that's the gemar din. Gemar din can be done by laila. So therefore, these are the two tevutzim to answer Tosis Kasha, right? One teretz is that midoraisa, although there's a requirement of tefillah in front of bezdin, but there's no requirement of yom. It could be done by laila. The Gzeres HaKosov of Mishpat only taught us bezdin. It didn't teach us laila. And the second teretz of the Maram is that it's tefillah enochanami requires bezdin, but it's gemar din. Kabbalah's mitzvah is the tchilas din. That has to be by yom. But the tvila is gemar din. That can be by laila. Just want to do just one more nekuda and then we'll end here. We've just scratched the surface of this sugya. But just the Tosis in Kiddushin also talks about this. Anybody have a Tosis in Kiddushin? Or what I do with it? Okay. Tosis in Kiddushin. The Gemara there says, Gertzor Ishloisha Mishma Ksiv Bei Kiddin. Derech Agav, you should learn this sugya starting from Amud Aleph. I just gave you this Tosis today. But you should look at the Mishnah and the Gemara. It talks about Dov Shalom Boli Yoylam. Right? A person wants to be Mekadish and Isha or Goya. Hareat Mikudeshes Li Im Tishtachuri Im Tisgairi, right? After you'll be Megaya, so I want to be a Mekadesh you now, for after that the Chalois of the Kiddushim will be after you Megaya. Of course you can't be Mekadesh or Goya, but for after the Geirus, the Gemara calls that Adov Shalom Boliyolam. So Adov Shalom, the Kiddushim is not Chal. And the Gemara asks Akasha, why isn't the Chal after all? It's Biyodo Legayer. Biyoda, it's within her control. She could become a geyores, and that should remove the chisorin of dova shelo b'liyolam. And the Gemara answers, no, it's not biyoda legaya. Why? Ger tzarish shloisha. My time a mishpach sivay kedin miyema demizdaka keilei hanetalsa. Who says that a bezdin will be willing? She needs a bezdin to be megayir. Who says a bezdin will be willing to be megayir her? Right? So it's not biyodo. It's not totally within her control. She needs a basin. So Tosis says over there, Gerzo Ishloisha Mishbek Sibekidin, Nira Dafka Bikabolas Mitzis Udrain in Shloisha. Bitvila Bechat Sagya, in Kvar Kibalolov Han Mitzis. By Tvila, you don't need a basin. You don't need a basin as long as there was Kabolas Mitzis Bifnei Basin. Varaya Mehidi Yabomis, the Kamahosam, who the Havakorile. Bararamoi perish mishum demol v'loy toval. Omer Shur ben Levi miloy toval lekirya. They called him the son of a goy because this goy had done mila but had not yet done tvila. So they called the child that he had the son of a goy, right? So Rabbi Shur ben Levi says mila toval lekirya. Kloma v'chiloy roa keri miyom of the tzorich litvol. Imke mashma mi denofik b'tvilas kirya mashma delo ba'in en shleisha. So you see that Tvila for Keri is sufficient for the Geirus. So you see you don't need a Bez Din for Tvila. So then Tosis asked the Kasha. We see from the Gemara later on that Abishas Tvila there's a Bez Din standing there. The Gemara says, Shnei Tamidi Chachomi, Moimdim, Moedim, Osa, Mixas, Mitzis. And the Gemara says, no, two is not enough. You need three. Shlosha Tamidi Chachomi have to be standing there. Right? Alma Mashra, the Tvila, Nami Boin and Shlosha. So from that Gemara you see that Tvila requires a Bez Din, Yesh Loimar. So Tosis here has two answers. Right? This is going on the first Teretz in our Tosis, that all you need is Bez Din for Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. We see that there's a Bez Din Bishatz Tvila. So Tosis answers, Yesh Loimar, Devadei LeMitzvah Ba'in and Shloisha, Avolo La'akiv. Bez Din by Tvila is a Mitzvah. It's L'chatchila, but it's not Ma'akiv. Bez Din's only ma'aki by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's the din doiraisa where you require Bez Din. Inami yeshleima the hadavoy shloisha haino time mishum Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Second Teretz Taisa says when the Gemara says that you need a Bez Din by the tvila, it's because of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's referring to a case where there was no Bez Din of Kabbalah's mitzvahs before. There was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs in a Bez Din before, previously. So now when they come to the Tvila, and now is going to be the time of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that's why you need the Bez Din. Not for the Tvila per se, but because of the Kabbalah's mitzvahs which is taking place now at the time of the Tvila. So Tosis over here has two answers on this kasha. One answer is, Bez Din is only ma'akev by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Why is there a Bez Din by the Tvila? It's a din lechatchila, din derabbanan lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev. Second answer of Tosis is that the Gemara that says that you need Bez Din by the Tvila is referring to a case where there was no Bez Din previously by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is going to take place in the mikvah bishas ha'tvila, and you need the Bez Din machmas the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Obviously, there's a big nafgamina between these two answers. The first answer in Tosis is saying that if there was a Bez Din by Kabbalah's mitzvahs previously, right, there's still lechatchila, you should still have a Bez Din lechatchila v'shas ha'tvila. The second answer in Tosis is saying if there was a Bez Din by Kabbalah's mitzvahs previously, there would be no need at all, even lechatchila, to have a Bez Din v'shas ha'tvila. Because the whole purpose of the Bez Din is only for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow I want to be masbir the machlokes. You think about it yourselves. What is the machlokes, the 2 days in Tosfos, where the Bez Din is only required midoraisa, that's ma'akev by Kabbalah's mitzvahs, or is there's a requirement of Bez Din? The 2 days in our Tosfos are memhe of the days. The second day in Tosfos says there's a requirement of Bez Din by Shas Tvila. And that's Ma'akev as well, to have Bez Din by Shas Tvila. The only thing is, by Nida, there's an Anansahade. It's as if there is a Bez Din there because of the Anansahade. What's the machlekes between the 2 days? And then tomorrow we'll go on, continue with the Marim Mekhaimis, the Shita Sa'avukei Yosef, the Rif, the Rambam. This is a very, very big sugya. Okay? Thank you.
said the
Pandavichura? Yeah. Rebitzel of Pandavichura, not Pandavichura. Not the Pandavichura. Rebitzel of
Pandavichura. So we have the Yohar Ashas, I think, yesterday, last year.
What?
So he also made a chiluk between. He said there were two kulos. The first one is taking off the. But he was saying it more that it has to be in that order. First, you have to take
right.
So here we're saying the opposite, that first the geirus,
He was saying that in the process of geirus, there's nila and there's tefillah, there's two steps. Yeah, this is different. Even if we'll say there's only one step in the geirus itself, right? There's still another din besides Geirus. There's another din. You want to enter into Klal Yisrael and Ta'am Yisrael, right? So now there's another din. You have to remove the Tumasak.
First you
nechnas Klal Yisrael. Besides that, there's a side issue, another issue of Tumasak to remove that psul. What is that psul nogea for? So one thing it's nogea for is marrying, getting married. Even though you can be mitzarif him to a minion, right? You can get mafta yoina, right? There's certain halachas though. I'll show you the reason why I didn't give it out yet. He writes. It's so difficult to read his tshuvas. So difficult. He doesn't have. You know, the style is very, very difficult. But I'll point down the essential.